Carlitos, ¿tú me puedes traducir esto, por favor?
That's my mom, asking me to translate a letter from the church.
Dice que de parte de la iglesia ellos le
I moved
desean
here from El Salvador when I was 13. It only took a couple of months before I knew more English than my parents, and I've been translating for them ever since. My mom says sometimes she feels bad about asking me to translate.
Sí, yo pienso que uno es el que tiene que
I think that we are the ones that should be teaching the sons instead of them teaching us. But we come here to work. And although we don't feel good about it, we have to ask for help because we don't know English.
I know I had to help, but there are times I think it's too much. Like sometimes when they need to call the phone company, my parents wait for me to get home so that I can make the call, even though there are operators who speak Spanish. They said the service is faster in English.
Thank you for calling Verizon. To proceed in English, press...
A friend of mine at school says sometimes she gets annoyed at having to translate things for her mom too, especially when they don't seem very important.
Like car insurance. We don't have a car. And so I'll be like, it's trash, just put it up. She's like, no, but what is it? What is it saying? I want you to tell me what it's saying. Like, oh my God, I'm not gonna have time to read a letter that's got nothing to do with us. And I feel kind of bad for treating her like that sometimes, but like, I don't know, I have to.
A lot of parents think it's easy for their kids to translate. They don't realize how much pressure we have with school and we just being teenagers. We don't want to have to be the adults, especially when it involves sensitive stuff. Another friend of mine described this common theme.
When I had to take my mother to emergency room, there were some private questions that the doctor were asking me, and I didn't feel comfortable answering those questions while my mom wasn't in the bed.
But sometimes it's more than just annoying or uncomfortable. My attendance counselor says there are some students who missed school several times a month to translate for their families. And then there are students like Yakin who are prepared to plan their lives around helping their parents.
I don't need them to learn any English because I think I will be with them together always.
She says there is a university in Boston she really likes, but she doesn't want to go that far away.
Because I have to take care of my parents at home, I have to take care of all the stuff at home. Sometimes I feel really crazy.
Claudia Ayong, the social worker at my school, says sometimes teens who've been translating for a long time get so frustrated they stop wanting to speak Spanish. And then there is the worst case scenario.
I had actually seen a case where the kid stopped talking. This kid was pulled out of school maybe twice a week, three times a week, going to doctor's appointments, translating. So one day he just decided, I had enough, I'm not going to talk.
It's easy to focus on the problems in having kids translate for their parents. But there can be some positives. Marjorie Fostig Orellana, a professor of education at University of California, Los Angeles, has done research on this issue.
Unless society provides professional translators for all people at all times, kids are going to get pulled into these situations. So even if we recognize it might not always be good for kids to do that, can we find ways to recognize what kids are doing and give them some credit for it?
She said kids who translate can learn a lot. And even though I get frustrated sometimes, I know she's right. Like, for example, a few months ago, my father had a car accident and I had to go with him to the lawyer's office. Now, I know all about traffic laws and car insurance. That'll be useful when I get my license. So how can we make sure kids doing translation can keep learning without feeling pressure? Claudia Ayon says that responsibility should rest with the parents.
Whenever they go to hospitals, clinics, or like government offices, there's always somebody that can help translating. And I think parents need to advocate for themselves as opposed to having the kids advocate for them.
But how are parents supposed to know that unless someone tells them? Part of the solution might be for kids to begin talking with the parents about how they feel. Hopefully, this story is a start. For WAMU's Youth Voices, I'm Carlos Guzman.